curiosity will always be there.
in from the apartment.
By killing the jet, you become a hero in the Muslim world.
Take you off the air. Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, you never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around. Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw, that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control? Did you step out of line? If you're there, give us a sign. I can't believe that you've been taken off the air. Think I'll sell my radio now that you're not.
WMFO, MF 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Yes, 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 I'm here. I know I'm late. I've been very late, late, and I haven't been here. I apologize 1,000 times. It has been one of those weeks and one of those days. Let me tell you. Well, if you're new to the show and you're wondering who is this maniac talking on the radio, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. And for the second time this year, and only the second time since 2001 that I've been doing the show, that I've actually been in my work uniform, because I had to do something today and ran long and was hoping to be here at 1 and got to the door and my key didn't work, so ran to the police station and they were very nice over in the PD there, and the gentleman who updates my card, thank you very much. He said he'd be listening. I hope he is. I forgot to ask his name, but thank you, thank you, thank you. So I was able to get here about a little after 1. What do we start today? We started with some Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue, because, hey, Peggy Sue died. Yes, Peggy Sue Guerin. She was 17 years old, a senior at Catholic Girls High School when Buddy Holly made that song, and she just recently passed away, which is pretty sad. As we know, Buddy Holly died, like, 59, I think, with the big bopper J.P. Richardson and from the bottom, Richie Valens in the plane crash in Iowa there. Unrelated segments with Where'd You Go? Where You Gonna Go? From 1967 off of the Liberty label. And what did we just finish up with? Some Kinks with Around the Dial. From the computer's telling me something different here. Anyways, I'm running out of background music here, so let me get back to my music, because we also had somebody in the rock and roll world just recently pass away, so why don't I play that? You'll listen to Chris, WMFO in Memphis, 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Got a revolution. One generation got old. One generation. seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail, spit white, so fair and pale. Have you seen a lady fair? She comes in colors everywhere. She combs her hair. She's like a rain. Seen her all in gold, like a queen in days of old. She shoots colors all around, like a sunset going down. Have you seen the lady fair? She comes in colors everywhere. She combs her hair. She's like a rainbow, coming colors in the air. Oh, everywhere.
From 1967, The King's Ransom with Shame. Shame on you. Computer says it's Teen Jangle Blowout, but I actually got this off a compilation called The Music That Relieves Burning and Itching in a Single Application. Real, Real Rock and Roll, Volume 7. Started things out with some Jeff Sinead playing with Volunteers, because sadly, as I was trying to look this up, hold on, please, stand by, what's his name? Muddy Balin passed away just recently. One of the founding members of Jefferson Airplane. So I figured I'd play some Volunteers off the Volunteers record, 1969. Some Heartbreakers with Chinese Rocks from 1977, and the Rolling Stones, She's a Rainbow. It says here 1963, but no, it was later than that. At least I think it was. Off the compilation singles collection, The London Years. I think it's, hold on, I'm looking for my book here. It's 1:28, so it is time for a public service announcement. Autumn brings some of the most, hold on. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe fresh air, excuse me, reduce stress and improve your health. Right, yeah. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm here till 2. God, I hope I'm here next week too. We'll see. All right. We'll see. I think we'll talk about it later. Let's get back to the music. How's that? I knew I would hit the wrong one, so let's try this CD play and maybe it'll work on this one.
Got any cheese here at all?
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it did.
people. On dope?
Was his trade, a seller of lies, a heart so cold, he seemed to hypnotize. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He had no axe to grind, you never saw him smile. But his luck was good, he always dressed in style. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends yet. Alone.
some black day. Crawl that it will show if it comes your way.
Richard Wayne Pennyman, otherwise known as Little Richard, 1956, a specialty label. The girl can't help it. We started things out way back there with some Pee-wees. New from Rumbaugh Records, Pee-wees, with Phil Spector, off of the Moving Target CD. Make sure you check out Rumbaugh Records, because they are wicked cool, and Big Lou gives a lot of good stuff to the station. Rumbaugh Records. Just check out rumbarrecords.com. The Crystals with He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss from 1962 off the Phillies label. Produced, I believe, by Phil Spector. The Neighborhoods, Prettiest Girl from 1979. You remember The Neighborhoods. I'm sure you may have seen them at the Rat Palace. Places like that. The Syndicates kind of snuck in there with Crawdaddy Simone from 1968. I meant to play Little Richard, but hit the wrong button, as I usually do. Hey, we've got about 15 more minutes here, so let me get back to some music. You're listening to Chris from Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Let's see if I pick the mono song this time. You know, we like the mono version here on Strike the Box.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
like you are the only man. Well, yeah, I didn't, I'll give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can. Honey, you know I did.
Come on, come on.
You know what that means? That means I gotta collect all my stuff and get on out of here because it's almost 2 o'clock and that's when my show ends. So I gotta get moving. Sorry, that's the way it goes. Just finished up with some 4019s. Big thanks to Nick, who liked the Strike the Box radio show page. If you enjoy the show, you can check out the Strike the Box radio show page or group on Facebook. Just type in Strike the Box radio show WMFO. We started things out there with some Beatles or Beatles, depending on how you want to call them. You've Got to Hide Your Love Away from Help, 1965, with John Scott on flute. First time that they let some other musician record on their records. And he's the guy that's, you know, on the flute in the movie, Help. Ramones with My Bra? My Bra? No, it's supposed to say My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Pittsburgh, but something happened with the computer, so I'll change that eventually. Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company with Piece of My Heart. And the 4019s with Easy Come, Easy Go off of Good Fortune, Cool Cat Music, Rock Ranch Records. Two labels that you can get Good Fortune on. So go check it out. Cool Cat Music. And that's K for Cool Cat. Or Rock Ranch Records. I can't even read. I gotta head out of here. I'm just about done. One more song to go. Kind of desperate here today because I started out late. And I don't know if I'll be on next week or not. You'll have to check out the Strike the Box radio show. If I am, I may be starting at 1. So Zach can start his show at noon. Why don't I just bring this down a little so I'm not shouting over the music? Yeah, whatever. All right, everybody. Take care. I gotta get out of here. You listen to Chris on Strike the Box at WMFO and Memphis 91.5. There, I've made it legal. Okay.